From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. American Idol is back for its 12th season tonight. The show's huge success gave rise to an entire genre of reality talent shows on TV. For the last few seasons, though, ratings for American Idol have been off. So they've freshened up the format and brought in some new judges. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans says American Idol is trying something new, being nice.
If you had to use one word to describe American Idol's season last year, that word would be hostility.
No, but I feel like we're kind of like, we're going into,
Judges Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey were all over each other. Country star Keith Urban was often stuck in the middle, while longtime judge Randy Jackson became a helpless bystander.
You guys make comments about everybody in the pop, you know, in popular music all day, nonstop.
Who's you guys?
Not you, Keith. Randy and Mariah. And
really?
Yeah.
Is that what I do?
The fighting wasn't what fans wanted to see, but Idol turned conflict into a television phenomenon just 12 years earlier as persnickety judge Simon Cowell sniped at Paula Abdul.
I don't want to be rude, but did you turn up at this audition today to be told by Paula Abdul
you can do Kermit the Frog? Shut up!
Back then, Cowell's merciless put-downs of mediocre singers were considered hilarious, but nasty doesn't work so well right now. Keith Urban sits in the judges' table on Idol this season, and he says the audience has been transformed by rude comments on social media.
What it's like to have bad things said about you is starting to affect everybody now because of the internet and because of blogs and because of Instagrams and Facebook and Twitter, and there's so many portals and platforms now for people to vent their opinion of other people, and suddenly people are starting to feel what it's like to be on the receiving end of it.
So Idol producers found a new attitude. They hired charismatic, wisecracking singer Harry Connick Jr., who joins Urban and pop star Jennifer Lopez tonight at the judges' table. And the network is really promoting their easygoing chemistry.
The judges love each other, and it's really fun.
I am impressed by the rocks that you got.
Awful contestants don't get a lot of screen time anymore, which makes Idol seem a lot more like its biggest rival, NBC's The Voice. The NBC show's not-so-secret weapon is the playful banter between superstar coaches like country star Blake Shelton and pop singer Adam Levine.
I do believe that Taylor Swift is not primarily a country artist.
No, we take ownership of Taylor Swift and country music.
But Idol's challenge is to turn toward nice without looking like a pale copy of its biggest competitor. American Idol's innovation has spawned a bunch of competitors, from America's Got Talent to The X Factor. Which means Idol needs more than a trio of jovial judges to stand out from the crowd it helped create.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.